This morning, I want to give you top 10 things that moms have taught us. Moms have taught us a lot, haven't they? They've taught us about religion. This is what my mom taught me. She said, you better pray that stain comes out of that carpet. She taught me some logic along the way. She said, if you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. She taught us some foresight, how to look ahead. She said, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. I mean, really, your mom told you that? Yeah. Our mothers taught us about irony. She said, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Moms taught us a little bit of humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your feet, don't come running to me. Taught us about the circle of life. You've heard this one. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. Yep. Mothers taught us about envy. There are millions of children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. I like this one. My mother taught me about anticipation. You just wait till we get home. Couldn't wait. Mom taught us about genetics. You're just like your father. They taught us about wisdom. When you get to be my age, she said, you'll understand. You know that. Here's just a bonus one. My mother taught us how to meet a challenge. Here's what she says. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't talk back to me. Moms are really special. And this morning, I know there are some may have mixed emotions about Mom's Day and Mother's Day and the celebration of it. But I want you to know the Bible says that we should honor our fathers and our mothers. And church, you'll find I try to be tactful. I try to do everything I can, but I don't want to be overly politically correct for everybody. Moms are to be honored. And this morning, I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to bless her today and thank her for being a part of my life. But the church, I want us as a church to honor our moms today. I want to kind of start, do we have any great, great grandmothers in here today? Any great, great grandmothers? Nina, would you stand? This is a great, great grandma. And here's one over here, Mary Ellen. God bless you right here. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Do we have any great grandmas in here? We got some great grandmas? Any other right here? Great grandma? We got to have several of them, right? Would you stand, all our great grandmas? Amen. Amen. How about just grandmothers? We got some grandmothers in here. All of our grandmothers. Look at all of you. I know some of the women are struggling with this. I don't know if I want to stand. A grandma? Your day's coming, sweetheart. Let's delay it as long as possible, though. How about our mothers? All, and that would include all of our mothers, grandmothers, all of you who are mothers. Would you please stand this morning? All our moms. Amen. Balcony, God bless you. Amen. I dearly appreciate all of you, and for those mothers who carried their children for all those months, God may still bless you, and thank you. I would never fully understand what it's to be a mother. Never will I ever understand that. But that does not mean that I can't appreciate and honor our mothers today. In fact, the role you have played has been incredible and important in our lives. In fact, none of us would be here without a mother, and we are so grateful. In fact, motherhood, I believe, is one of the highest and the noblest expressions of devotion and love that we find here on earth. And today, I just want to recognize the value of your devotion to your children and the devotion to your family today, and I thank God for you. Mothers, you are honored today. And may the Lord bless you in all that you do. Amen. Once again, would you just appreciate all our moms, balcony, main floor. We love you. Give them a hug if you're next to them. Yeah. You can give them another hug later. Today I want to talk to you not just about mom's devotion to her family, but a mom's devotion to God. In fact, if I could put it this way, we talk about godly men, but what about a godly mom? A mom of faith. Now, I know in the words today that it could be considered, well, this is for moms because it's Mother's Day. But really, I believe this message could have a great impact on everyone's life if only we would listen and apply the Word of God to our lives. Take these character traits I'm going to talk about and watch us grow in Christ. Now, I'm going to go through them kind of fast today, so hang with me. Ready? I'm going to talk about three: sincere faith, a stable faith, and a stirring faith. A sincere faith, a stable faith, and a stirring faith. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 5 to 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I want to read it out of the New Living Translation today and just kind of the clarity of it. I just wanted you to hear it today. It says in verse 5, I remember your genuine faith. This is Paul writing to Timothy in the second letter to him. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Father, thank you for your word. Teach us, instruct us. Lord, let us not only have logos this morning, the written word, but rhema, the revealed word. In Jesus' name, amen. First of all, I want to talk to you about a sincere faith. In 2 Timothy 1:5, it says, I remember your genuine, other translations are sincere, or King James uses a word called unfeigned. It's not a word that you would typically walk around. I'm unfeigned in my faith. But it means sincere, authentic, genuine. We need a sincere faith. The Bible talks about Paul and Barnabas. How many remember Paul and Barnabas? They traveled together, they went on a missionary journey together, and they went to Galatia on their very first missionary journey. In one of the cities they went to in Galatia was the name named Lystra. And Paul pronounced a crippled man healed in the name of Jesus there. All of a sudden, people wanted to make sacrifices to Paul. They saw him as a god. And amazing in the story, just a little bit later, they're stoning him and kicking him out of the city and left him for dead. Yay-hoo! It's amazing in our life and our walk, sometimes our faith goes through these incredible moments and to these challenging moments. But Paul kept his faith. Well, anyway, despite all of that, when Paul left that city, he left a thriving church there. Because he had made acquaintance with an older lady and her daughter named Lois and Eunice. And they had a profound faith in Jesus. In his second journey to Galatia, Paul and Silas, remember them? They were the ones that prayed in the jail and God broke them free from their chains in the dungeon of prison. Anyway, they sent them back to Lystra on the second missionary journey. And while they were there, they collected Eunice's son, and his name is Timothy. And Timothy became one of the great early pastors of this church who would preach the gospel. Paul claimed that was possible, that Timothy, as he's writing to him, it's possible for that because of the genuine faith, the sincere faith of Timothy's mother and Timothy's grandmother. Their faith was authentic. Lois and Eunice, they were sincere about their faith in Jesus Christ, and they passed it down. You know, a mother's equipped with a lot of things. The amazing ability to get up in the middle of the night and care for little ones. The tremendous ability to have patience. It seems like they never run out of energy. But a mother really needs what Lois and what Eunice had more than anything. They need a sincere faith. You can have all the other giftings that God gave you, but you need that gift of the Holy Spirit and the life of God and the salvation that He brings. You need that kind of faith, a faith in God that trusts that He's working all things together for good. I thank God for the faith of mothers. I thank God for the faith of my mom, the faith that many of you have. Each of us, though, not just moms, every one of us need that kind of faith, a sincere, deep, authentic faith in God. Let me go to number two, a stable faith. In the second part of verse 5, it says this, the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. You see, there is a higher level of faith that we find in this passage. After the sincere faith, it moved to a stable faith. A faith that not only has a beginning, but a faith that continues faithfully. Notice that even though Lois was a woman of great faith, she was able to pass that on to her daughter. And Lois's faith, if it would have been this faith that was wishy-washy and kind of flighty in her heart and her mind, maybe she would have never brought her daughter up in the faith. And then Timothy would have never heard of the faith. But Lois's faith was stable. It didn't diminish through the years. It stayed strong. It lasted all the years, long enough to impart it and leave a legacy. We read about it today. Isn't it incredible that 2,000 years have passed and we can read the story about the faith of this grandma and this mom? And then they passed it on to Timothy. I want to thank God for the faith of mothers, and it lasts from generation to generation. Today, I'm here as second generation in my family. My grandma came to know Christ later on in life, but my mom really didn't grow up in a home of faith. But my mom came to know Christ early on as a early 20-year-old and gave her heart to the Lord. And today, in fact, about this same time right now, all three of her sons are standing in pulpits and we're preaching the gospel. My older brothers at Grace Covenant in Laurel, Mississippi, and my middle brothers in Kingsport, Tennessee, and I'm here. Why? Because it started with a generation of faith. And she was stable in that faith. My mom walked that faith and lived it all her life. And for me, I watched it and she passed it on. I learned about faith from my mom. I learned from my dad. They're both precious, but I'm telling you, my mom walked it out faithfully. I pray that this stable faith, I'll be able to leave it to my children with their mom, that we'll pass it on from generation to generation. And I pray that their children's children will know about it. They may never come and visit our tombstone, sweetie, but one day, because of a faith that was passed on, we will be reunited in Christ one day. Because of that faith that we need to pass on, that faith that we need to share. Let me talk to you about a stirring faith. In 2 Timothy 1:6, the New King James puts it this way, therefore I remind you to stir up, or as you read in other translations, to fan into flame, the gift of God which is in you. Finally, the faith of Lois and Eunice was reproduced, yes, in Timothy, the stable faith. And I know that not every godly mother's son or daughter becomes a missionary or a preacher. But I believe that every godly mother's son or daughter can rise up and say, the faith of my mother stirs me. Maybe they'll say it this way, nobody prays like my mom. We need something that stirs us, and we need people who will stir us. Such a son or a daughter is stirred into faith because of the action that's walked out by their mom or their dad. Paul told Timothy, he was sure that Timothy's inherited faith now would allow him to fan into flames, to stir up that gift that God had put in him, the Holy Spirit. Paul is encouraging Timothy, I need you to stir up what was put into you. Church, if we're not careful, it will diminish and it will die. We are in a day where we have lived, and I'm learning as I get older, there's really just three generations. The first generation usually has an experience. 100 years ago, it was at Azusa Street that this movement of Pentecost began to flow throughout America because people began to experience God and His miracles and His life-giving change that would happen in people's lives. Yesterday, I heard a story at a memorial I was at, and they shared the story of a man who all the vices of life had grips on him. And overnight, he prayed, and God freed him from all those vices. The life-changing power of God. But I wonder, here's what happens. Second generation comes along, and it builds on all that and says, oh, let's have a church. Let's build a little bit larger so we can have more people. And all of that's wonderful. But then third generation comes along and says, I can't afford to build anymore, and I don't even know the experience. Church, it is time for us as a generation. In fact, if you go back through history, almost every 100 years, God has had a move. It may be through this each movement, it may be through this two-word story, that God is about to cause a revival to sweep through America again. It could happen starting right here in Detroit. A nation that changed 100 years ago. Yes, the industrial, the automotive industry that swept across this nation. What if it was by the power of God that the Holy Spirit began to sweep here and cause a movement to happen across this nation again, right from Detroit? But church, are we going to stir it up? Are we going to say, well, it was good for grandma, it was good for mom? But church, I'm asking you like Timothy has been asked by Paul, stir it up. Why don't you fan it into a flame? Don't let it just be embers and say, yeah, I like church, I like God. I love church, I love God. There needs to be a flame in our hearts today. This Holy Spirit has not changed. He is still moving, He's powerful. He can work in our lives if we'll let Him. But church, I wonder, have we stirred it up? We need to continue to stir ourselves. I thank God for my mom, who because of her faith, it has stirred me. I'll never forget, I was telling my son this morning, I remember mom being sick one time, and she was throwing up by the toilet. I walked by, and I remember walking in. And the first thing that hit me is I remember mom praying for me and asking God to heal me and other situations and other sicknesses. And I walked in and I said, Mom, can I pray for you? And I began to pray for her, and the Lord touched her immediately. I was 10 years old. I was stirred because my mom had that kind of faith, and I could stir up that faith in me. Church, we need to stir it up. Even when I talk to her on the phone today, and my mom knows, I'll call her, and all of a sudden she'll begin to talk about the goodness of the Lord, and we're both just weeping. There is something in my mom that I want in me. There is something I want to continue to stir up. That's why I call her and say, Mom, what's going on in your life? Tell me about God again. Because I want to hear. I want to experience. I want to know. I don't want to just hear about it. I don't want to just pass on. I want my kids to experience. I want them to know firsthand the power of God. I want to stir up something. Because of her life, because of the Holy Spirit in her, it has caused me to want that Holy Spirit to move in me. Listen, if you've had a mother of faith who's put her trust in God and the work of the cross, why don't you model the faith of your mother? It will change your life. But you say, well, I didn't have that. Why don't you be first generation? Why don't you experience it? See, church, we've said, but it's too late. I can't make it. If it's too late for the whole world. But I'm telling you, it's not too late. That faith can begin in you today. That faith can rise up in you, and you can begin with a sincere faith, believing that God sent His Son to die on a cross, and that He rose again, and that by believing in Him, I have eternal life. That's how you begin with that sincere faith. Then be stable in your faith. Walk it out. Be faithful about it. Walk in that faith. Continue in it, and then keep stirring it. Listen, whether you're a mother today or a father or a son or a daughter, I want you to know you can have that faith today. Start the legacy in your family. Maybe you need to continue the legacy of your family. I want you to hear the story of faith as Paul tells us in the next verses. I'm going to read it out of a very simple translation called the Contemporary English Version. Just as simple as it can be. And here it is in verses 7 to 10. Same chapter, chapter 2 of Timothy. Chapter 1, 7 to 10. God's Spirit doesn't make cowards out of us. The Spirit gives us power, love, and self-control. Don't be ashamed to speak for our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me, Paul's talking to Timothy, just because I'm in jail for serving Him. Use the power that comes from God and join with me in suffering for telling the good news. God saved us, and He chose us to be holy people. We did nothing to deserve this, but God planned it because He is so kind. Even before time began, God planned for Christ Jesus to show kindness to us. Now, Christ Jesus has come to show us the kindness of God. Christ, our Savior, defeated death and brought us the good news. It shines like a light and offers life that never ends. We all need that kind of faith today. We all need a faith in God, faith in what Jesus did for us. There's nothing greater than putting your faith in Jesus today. This morning, it's this simple. You can begin that legacy or you can continue that legacy. What about faith in your life? Faith of our mothers? Thank God. But are you willing to stir it up in you? Would you bow your heads this morning in the balcony, the main floor? I just want to ask if there's anyone in here this morning, you want to have that kind of faith. You want to begin that faith. You want to have that sincere faith today. And let me begin there. If you want that sincere faith, maybe you were walking in it, and you've stepped out, and it's time to come back and stir it again. And you want to be stable. You want to walk in it. This morning, I'm going to ask you to simply just lift your hands, and we're going to pray for you. Is there anyone in the balcony? Yes, sir. Is there anyone else, main floor? Yes, ma'am, I see that. Yes, ma'am, I see that. Is there anyone else? Yes, sir, I see. Church, I want that kind of faith. I don't want just religion. I want faith that will move mountains. Faith that will take down the enemy's plans and the will of God be performed in your life. But we've got to have a sincere faith, a steady faith, and let's stir that faith. This morning, there's several that raised their hands, about six. I want us to pray together. I want us all to rededicate, recommit our lives. And for these who are rededicating and making that commitment, I pray let's let faith arise. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For sending Jesus, your only Son, to die on a cross for me. I believe. By faith.
By faith.
That He was raised from the dead. And I put my faith and my confidence in the work of the cross.
I ask you
to forgive me of my sins.
Make me clean.
And stir within me. That faith. That Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We celebrate for those who lifted your hands this morning. God bless you. But now it's time to get stable. In fact, next week I'll pick up in Colossians. There's some tough passages we're about to go through in Colossians. And I don't want to scare you. I just, listen, this faith has got to be walked out. And it's going to take some stability in our lives. It's going to take some stirring. It's going to have to be sincere. So church, I know it's a blessed Mother's Day. For these who shared, what a great day to tell your mom what you did. Maybe your mom's not a believer. Still tell her. Maybe the legacy will go backwards. And then it'll flow through her again to others. Church, I pray that we'll put faith in God. You know what? I'm glad my wife has faith. I married her because she had faith. I wasn't sure after she chose me, but it's walked out wonderfully. Church, find faith in God. Stay stable. But don't let it diminish. Stir it. Today, stir that faith. Talk about God. Talk about His goodness. Talk about His Word. Stir it up. Amen? This morning, can we end with a song benediction? Is that okay? Everybody stand. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this day, and I just pray You will bless this day. Thank You for our mothers, but Lord, thank You for allowing us to learn about faith. So Lord, I pray for these that lifted their hands, that You'll walk with them, encourage them, strengthen them, and Lord, cause them to become steady and continue in that faith. Stir us all, God, so that we will walk and bring glory to You. In Jesus' name, amen.